Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boys? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. All right, as you can see, we're not on the set of the Max City Morning Show, but the green chairs are here. So last week we said it was the last episode ever at the greenhouse. And yeah, because we've moved sets. So nobody really knew where the other location of the set was unless you were a guest. And we're not going to tell you where this location is either. But this is the new set. We only got one camera working right now.
Are we gonna tell them the area of Fort McMurray? We told them the area last time.
Did we? They
knew Abbasan.
Okay, they knew we were up in Abbasan?
Yeah, they didn't know where.
Okay, yeah. We can tell them where we are. We're downtown. We're in the heart of Wood Buffalo. What heart of Wood Buffalo, Fort McMurray?
Yeah, and I thought you'd want people to know that because we're supporting the downtown core.
That's right. Big support to the downtown core. Everybody's always talking about revitalization of the downtown core. We're trying to help with that initiative. You know who also is trying to help with that initiative?
Who?
Our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. They're building a new building relatively, kind of, maybe, sort of close to where we are right now.
Yeah, and
so it's under construction.
It is going to be beautiful.
Yeah, no doubt. So I don't know how much of the set you can see. Probably just me.
Just a little bit of the sign.
We haven't even hung up the sign yet.
Yeah,
like we're in the midst of moving. Big shout out, big shout out to MIB. MIB, they helped move our stuff. Jesus, thank goodness they did.
They didn't help move our stuff. They just moved our stuff.
Yeah.
There was no helping from us.
That's right.
It was a them effort.
100%. So big shout out to MIB. We're going to be shouting them out quite often for a long time now because me and Tanner, we were responsible for moving a few boxes.
We are white collar.
And it did not go well. So we're exhausted. And those boys, they did work, and they did work efficiently and well, and nothing got damaged.
They moved 3/4 of the house in a day, and we've moved about the other quarter in 3 and are still not done.
That's right. And, like, they didn't even do it in a full day.
No, it was like an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, they were done.
Like,
so
one side to the other.
And insane. They only had one extra dude.
Yeah.
Like, there's two of us, there's three of them, and they were just like, so super professional, super good job. The price is right. Big shout out to MIB.
Men in Black.
Yeah, man. Men in Black. Good song.
I guess they're Movers in Black.
Movers in Black. Yeah.
But
no trademark to the Will Smith movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or song.
Yeah. Slapping dudes. You see that?
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it really, but like you kind of have to.
I don't think you do, but you. Let's. I don't think we can pick a side because we don't do that here. But
no, we're definitely not picking a side. And that's the biggest conflict when people ask about it. I'm just like, obviously, I love Will Smith and I love Chris Rock. And so I got my opinions, but
I just like the memes that are coming out of it.
Oh, you just can't escape it.
No,
you can't
it is.
Escape it.
And they're all so savage.
That's right. And my thing is they both put out apologies. And so like, if they don't got beef, why do I got beef?
Exactly. It's not up for us to decide.
That's right. They're two grown men. Let them hash it out.
Absolutely.
So it seems like they did. So
good for them.
Yeah, good for them. So how are you liking this set?
I like it. I got a big desk for lots of Hot Wheels and different stuff. It's going to be a 7-year-old's dream when I'm finished with it.
It's a concept that I think is growing on both of us. I think initially both of us did not really love the idea of moving.
No, I don't think so. We don't like moving.
Yeah.
Not the spot. The spot, great.
Yeah.
Moving in,
right.
Not the greatest process.
No. And so like at first I was like, I just didn't want to move out of sheer laziness is what it came down to. And the move has been a lot smoother than I expected, which is nice, but it's still a move, bro. Like
Yeah. It is. But, hey, it's almost over now. We're at the organizing phase.
I think, what's today? Today is Friday as far as this episode's going out.
Yep.
But I say we got probably another solid 2 hours left.
Yeah.
Like, of unpacking what we got, because we just made a run. And then we just got to go and just tidy up the old studio, which literally I think the tidying up effort is all of 10 minutes, if that.
Yeah.
So.
The coveted 10-second tidy.
Yeah, that's it.
You know.
But we like, that place was spotless. So for the landlord, they got nothing to worry about in that spot.
No, we didn't even use the dishwasher there, man.
Yeah, or the washer and dryer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they spill into beans a little bit because we're not there anymore. The old place that we're in was actually a townhouse. Like, we literally rented out a whole townhouse. It had three different studios.
They must have known that from the kitchen episodes, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe not. Maybe we were off, like, for some people, maybe we, like, we went offside. That's what we could do for kitchen episodes. We could film the introduction here, and then we could go to somebody's kitchen and film that component there.
Shout out if you want to set your kitchen to cook.
Yeah. We gotta reach out to Jay. We're actually supposed to be filming him. Remind me before this is over to tell him we don't have a kitchen for filming tomorrow.
Oh, you haven't told him yet?
No, I haven't.
Few people are not going to be happy about the move, but...
Yeah, he's one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to have to find a new kitchen to cook with Jay Falcone.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, he's coming up to being one of our most most returned guests.
Yeah, him, he's up there because he's... I think he might be number one.
It's him, Keith, and Cindy Amarondon.
Yeah.
Like, they come back often, which we love.
And we've had a couple of three-peats.
We've had a couple of three-peats. We've had a bunch of three-peats, but they're over three now. So, and I love it. His episodes get the most, not the most, but a lot of engagement. People like to cook in episodes.
I think if you've been on the show once and you're still watching, I think you got to reach out so you can come back, because we love repeat guests.
That's right. Because they get so, like, the conversations are so better when they come.
Yeah.
Because it's like when people come for the first time, they're just like, oh, yeah, this is who I am. This is where I'm from. We're promoting. They usually have something that they, an agenda that they want to kind of get out there. But when they come back, then they get into our randomness. Like, we had it hasn't aired yet, but we had Michelle. Michelle came back for the third time in less than, like, in a 3-month period. So it really just got into, let's have a real conversation here.
Yeah. And those are where it gets fun.
Yeah. Those are my favorite type of episodes. Minus these.
Do you have anybody that you would want on from Fort McMurray, or like a normal person to have a normal conversation? Do you have like a friend or anybody like that you would like on more than?
Any one of my boys, but they won't, like, they're not doing it.
No, you don't think we could convince one of them?
No.
No?
No. The only way we could convince them, but then even if we, like, is if we took the camera to a garage. If we took all the cameras to, like, one of the garage.
Yeah.
When we're just, like, hanging out watching sports or something.
Like, in their zone.
That's right. I think if I brought the cameras and the mics and everything there, like, I could potentially convince one or two, but still, it'd be a lot of work and no guarantee.
I think it would be fun to get one of our, like, out-of-town viewers on the show somehow, like, whether when we go down there, if we go, if they come up here, get somebody from, like, a different city. I got a friend, Matt. He watches the show a lot. If we do things like go and meet them and, like, get their perspective of our show not living in Fort McMurray,
I think
that would be very interesting.
Yeah, it would. One guest that I love having again and again and again is my sister. I love when
Your sister's awesome.
Alicia's are awesome episodes.
Yeah.
I love, because I obviously have high confidence. I don't think that's a huge surprise. But I like when you and Alicia kind of rag on me. I can handle it.
We need a series of, like, roasting you.
Yeah.
Just me and Alicia.
Yeah.
Because I think it would do awesome. Like the Elliot Pierre roast minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Where we just get as many quick roasts of Elliot Pierre as we can.
Yeah. So, yeah, I miss having episodes with Alicia. Honestly, both my brother and my sister. Alistair would be a good guest.
Would he come on?
Yeah, Alistair would totally come on.
Yeah, let's get him.
Alistair would come on, but he hasn't been to Fort McMurray in a while. Next time we go to Calgary, we could get Al.
Or we could get him to come up here, because why wouldn't you want to come up to Fort McMurray and visit your family, Alistair?
That's right. So, come on, Al. Make the trip.
No pressure.
But, yeah, Alistair would be good. But I wish both of my siblings would actually just move back to Fort McMurray.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that would be epic. There, neither of them are going to do that, but I'd be a happier individual if they did.
Yeah, well, I think that they would be too. Yeah. They just don't understand that
That's right. Take up some of the heavy lifting of mom and dad.
Yeah.
Listen, number one son status. It's hard. It's a hard thing to maintain.
And they can take some stress off themselves because the grandparents will be here.
That's right.
And
that's
I know that the Pierre parents love their children.
Oh, yeah, big time. And they love hanging out with the grandkids, especially Pamela Pierre. She just lives for those grandchildren. There is no doubt about that.
Like one of those mothers that had children so she could have children?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And GP, he likes the grandkids a lot. He's like softened up because of the grandkids. So
oh, of course.
That was the best thing to do ever is have grandkids to soften that man up.
My dad is the same way. My sister is currently pregnant with her child. And my dad, like the baby's not even here. And my dad has already become softer.
Yeah.
Like my sister said that, or my mom was saying that maybe it's not the best idea to go down there right after the baby's born, like give him a day or two.
Right.
And my mom or my father looked at my mother like it was the biggest disrespectful thing she'd ever said. Like,
right.
No option. They are going and they are seeing that baby as soon as it's here.
That's right.
Yeah.
The proper thing.
Which, like, you know, is not, he could not say the same for his children.
Right.
You know, like he was there. He was there when we were birthed, but like it was not nearly as big of a deal.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
It was like, oh, nice job, Jack. You got another one out.
Yeah.
Let's go home.
Yeah, that's hilarious. When I had Keegan, my mother-in-law, I had to like get her out of the room. I was like, okay, Brita, it's time for you to leave now. Great support. She was awesome, but she wanted to like really
get in there.
Get in there and be hands-on. I'm like, no, we've, this part.
Yeah.
And the doctors, we've got this part.
Yeah, I think we would like a medically trained professional in the room for that more.
But like John and Brita and my parents, Greg and Pam, they were in the waiting room the whole time. They didn't flinch. They were there. And so, yeah.
Well, yeah, because they had, I bet they were more prepped for that than you were.
Oh, yeah. And they were excited because it was the first grandkid. Like, they were, and it was in Fort Mac. Everybody was living in Fort Mac at the time, so it was easy for them to just be like, no, we'll hunker down at the hospital, Fort McMurray Northern Lights Regional Health Foundation Hospital.
Was it, like, a middle-of-the-day thing, or?
No. That's a great question. Keegan was born late at night. Keegan was born right before, he was born in, like, I forget the exact timing, but, like, somewhere in 11, between 11 and 12 p.m.
Okay, so, like, yeah, so they early... You were up, I guess, but...
Yeah, so I think we went to the hospital around, like, 6, 7 o'clock, give or take. Like, yeah. And then he didn't take too long to come out, but... Yeah.
Elliot Pierre's, they get things done quickly.
Yeah, yeah, Keegan just wanted out.
Yeah, ready to go.
Yeah, and now he's out and he's the best. I love that kid. I can't get enough of that kid. And he's 7 now, and he's really starting to, like... He's always been a lot of fun, but, like, now it's just... He's turning into his own little person, and he's like you and Alicia in regards to he's starting to chirp. And I'm like, this is the best.
He's like everybody in the Pierre clan, as I've come to learn.
Yeah.
They all just love roasting you for whatever reason.
Yeah, yeah.
It is fantastic. Yeah. I fit in with your family really well.
It's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. And like, you just take it on the shoulder, man. Like, yeah. You don't care.
No. Because it's all meant with, like, love, and then you can give it back. And when you get a good burn, and everybody's just like, they respect a good burn. They look at you, and they're just like, hey.
Yeah, like,
good one.
Everybody holds up their sign with a score of the insult.
Right. That's right. Yeah. So, yeah, no, it's a fun family to be a part in.
It's if you got the skin for it.
That's right. If you're soft. Listen, you ain't going to make it.
Yeah, Christmas at the Pierres is not for the weak.
No, and we've talked about it. I'm shocked, actually. I don't think my dad's actually watched that episode in full because it was a long one. But he'd probably have some things to say about me airing some of like the details of Christmas out there. He's like, why do you have to do that? I'm like, hey, listen.
Hey, he's the one who instilled this ranking system.
That's right. Listen.
Like, you didn't say, like, hey, this is the ranking system, and don't tell anyone.
That's right. So, me and my dad are doing something really cool right now, actually, and I'm documenting it. I'm going to share it on my Facebook when it's all said and done. We are watching all of the James Bond movies.
Where are you at?
We're halfway through. The next movie that I have to watch is Octopussy.
Nice.
So, I'm pumped to watch that one. just because I believe, and I'm not 100% sure yet, I'll fill you in after I watch it. I think that was the actual first James Bond movie I ever saw and why I fell in love with James Bond. So, but yeah, it's been really cool. But on a side note of that, like, we've been watching the movies and I've been keeping notes while I've been watching them, but I've also been keeping a tally of my snacks. And I think you and the guests are going to be blown away with the amount of junk food that it takes to make it through 25 James Bonds.
I don't think I will be.
Yeah.
I have...
You'll know. You'll be like, yeah, that sounds about right. I've seen Elliot eat.
Not even that. You haven't witnessed my full potential at a theater yet.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
So let's talk about that for a second. We went to see a movie. Yeah. It was Uncharted. A great movie. Uncharted. Marky Mark, and I'm just going to call the guy Spider-Man.
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland?
Yeah.
Listen. That movie was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was really good.
I really enjoyed myself at that theater.
It was a really good setup for a series.
Yeah, it really was. Like, those two guys, they just had really good chemistry. I felt like that the characters for a first movie were developed well. The action was great. There were certain things, obviously, like, you're like, that would never happen. It's implausible. But you go into a movie knowing and expecting that. So...
I believe that this Uncharted series, if they do it well,
yeah,
will be my generation's Indiana Jones.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Because the...
That's big, bro.
Well, if you look at it, like, the Uncharted series is a video game, and it is a very successful video game series.
Right.
And most times when you do a movie off of a video game, they are not the best.
That's right.
You know, shout out Mario Bros.
Yeah.
but there's been a few movies, like this new Sonic movies have done well.
Yep.
And this new Uncharted movie has done really well. And it has that same sort of, like, vibe of, like, you know, adventuring in the wilderness and going on these grandeur adventures to save precious trophies and treasures. And I really think that, like, if it does good with the addition of, like, Mark Wahlberg and Tom Holland being two, like, generationally gapped actors, it'll draw in a lot of attention and a lot of revenue.
I was going to put it on the level, which is another banger of a series of National Treasure with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, but I think that, like, the National Treasure movies fell off. Like, the first one was really good.
First one. I like number two.
Well, and they were all good.
Yeah.
But, like, they weren't as... They don't hold up as a series as much as National Treasure holds up as a good movie.
That's right. Like, or Indiana Jones as a series.
Or Star Wars as a series. Like, these series hold up.
That's right.
I think that, if they do it well, it'll hold up as a series for a good amount of time.
Yeah. The one thing I liked about it, and big shout out to Tom in this movie... is I totally forgot he was Spider-Man. Like, he just turned into the character that we were watching.
Absolutely. And if I remember correctly, this movie was filmed just after Spider-Man finished.
Okay.
Or after he finished filming Spider-Man.
Okay.
And so, like, he had been signed on to do this movie, but, like, wasn't allowed to because of his contract with Spider-Man.
Right.
And how, like, it didn't allow him to be doing dangerous stunts and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And so, like, he's been waiting to do this movie for a while, I think. And so, like, it really showed that he was committed to the character.
Yeah. You know who's been waiting to do this movie even longer than him?
Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark. Yeah. He was supposed to be that character, but he aged out, which I think is hilarious and awesome.
He's just lucky that they kept him in the movie.
Yeah.
Because, like, most times if you age out on a role, they just don't recast you.
That's right. It just goes to show, like, I'm a big Marky Mark fan.
Yes.
So.
But you're more of a Marky Mark fan than a Mark Wahlberg fan, right?
Well.
Because Marky Mark was Mark, his, like, Mark, 90s.
He's the rapper, right?
Rapper, yeah.
Yeah, and I, like, listen, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch were awesome. So, yeah, but I really enjoy him as an actor. One of my favorite, there's so many good Marky Mark movies. It's crazy. I just call him Marky Mark. Because that's how I know him. I know it's Mark Wahlberg, but, you know. But him and Denzel Washington and Two Guns, my goodness.
The only problem is he's quite typecast.
Yeah, but I like it. Like, you know what you're getting. Like, when you go see him or, like, a Ryan Reynolds movie or, like, The Rock, like, you Kevin Hart.
I would say The Rock, or I'd say Ryan Reynolds is the most versatile of that bunch that you just listed, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
He went through his like rom-com phase. Yes, he did. And
you know, when I started watching Ryan Reynolds, he used to be in a TV show back in the day called Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
Didn't he also used to do a popular like kids TV show?
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought he was in a kids TV show.
Oh, I don't know. But yeah, it was Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. It was, I think it was on ABC. It was a good television show. I liked it. But that's when I first was introduced to him, as far as I know. I think you're thinking of, what's that guy? He was in the movie Drive. Ryan Gosling. I think you're thinking about Ryan Gosling. And he used to be in Young Superman and one of my favorite shows of all time. I'm glad that we are on this topic. Breaker High.
You like high school themed
shows. Breaker High. Do you know what Breaker High is?
I do not.
Oh my goodness. Listen, Breaker High was this show of these high school students, but they went to school on a cruise ship. So they traveled the world going to different countries on a cruise ship.
Actually, Ryan Reynolds' first role was in a kids, like a teen drama called Hillside.
Hillside? Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know about Hillside.
It was, he wasn't a, I've just seen the clips of him like being really young. Yeah. He wasn't in Two Guys and a Girl until quite later in his career, actually.
Okay.
Like probably 5 years into his career, 10 years into his career.
Yeah. So he's been in this game for a really long time.
Yeah. He was in Scrubs.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, I was shocked when I saw him in Scrubs. Yep.
But let's go back to Breaker High. Dude, we need to find that box set.
There's so many good box sets just missing in the world.
Yeah, I don't think they like that. That might not exist.
You ever watched the show Unwrapped?
What's that? I want to say yes.
It's like How It's Made, but for like treats and snacks, like candy and donuts and stuff like that.
Yes, I've seen that show.
I would pay a good sum of money to have that on box set.
Yeah.
And you cannot find it anywhere.
Right.
Well, you can't even find it streaming.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about that one a few days ago, Living Lahana from MTV. Like, certain things just didn't make it.
No, and I
wonder who we got to talk to about that.
I just watched this documentary about a guy who is a video game archiver. And so, like, he takes all sources of media.
Yeah.
Or of all sources of media for video games and archives it. So not only the magazine, or not only the games, but the magazines, the literature, the toys.
Wow.
And he does it for everything from, like, Mario all the way into, like, he flew all the way out to Nebraska to find a game that only had one copy left, and he goes and he takes all of the data from these games and digitally archives it so that and then takes all the information from the magazines, digitally archives it, so all of these like old video games that only have one or two copies that people, you know, just heard of in the mid-90s or you might have had because your parents bought it because it was $5.
That's right.
And they're archiving this for people to, like, save through the world. It's actually really cool.
That is cool.
So I think we need somebody like that for TV.
Yeah.
Go out and save all those old TV shows, because I think I think only, like, 10% of media after 1940 still exists to be viewed.
Really?
Yeah, like nothing, like, There was not a lot of, like, thought into keeping this kind of stuff. Like, they didn't think it would be historically relevant in the future, right? And so,
only the bangers they kept.
Only the bangers are the most controversial.
Right.
Right?
Oh, interesting. Yeah. There's a lot of, like, I found it during the move. I'm super excited. I found Mission Hill.
Yeah.
And I found Undergrads. And I can't wait for you and I to watch those two adult cartoon series. I think you're going to be a big fan of Undergrads and Mission Hill.
I think that a lot of the media you watch is fairly good.
Yeah, I think so. And there's a lot. Like, well, I consume a lot of media, but I only talk about the stuff where I'm like, okay, this is good to talk about. I watch a lot of garbage too.
Yeah, but I think you're just kind of a media whore.
Yeah,
like 100%. You love any kind of, like, you'll watch any content just to watch the content.
Yeah. And just figure it out. And it's, like, random for the most part. So not as random as your Reddit feeds, but still random nonetheless.
No, but I've specifically designed my Reddit feeds to be random.
That's
so
right.
That's kind of my personality, is random facts.
Did we air that episode? No,
I don't think so.
I don't think we have. Get ready for that. We had a young lady on the show, and her and Tanner went on a tangent, to say the least, about Reddit.
Yeah, she was in a little bit different of a side of Reddit than I am.
That's right. In the opposite side, which was pretty interesting.
Yeah, she's on a lot more of the wholesome side of Reddit. Like, yeah, cute things and kids doing fun stuff, and I'm more into the like the funny side of Reddit, you
That's
know,
right.
watching kids eat it and
yeah,
and you know, men doing stupid stuff like
yeah.
Why there's one I follow, Why Men Die First.
Yeah,
it's just men doing stupid stuff. And
oh,
I'm
there's
like,
a reason.
I watch it and I'm like, yeah, I'd do that.
That makes sense. So, what do we have for time?
We're at 25.
Okay, let's wrap it up because we got a lot of things to keep doing. We'll keep talking as we work, but. For everybody at home, thank you for tuning in. Really appreciate it. This has been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show at our new location. So big
the
shout.
The first one.
The first one. There you go. Big shout out to Noral Toyota for being the title sponsors. We appreciate it. And I got a shout out MIB for helping us with this move. I don't know how long I'm going to be shouting you guys out for, but I think it's going to be a bit. So everybody at home, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you. Hopefully you're having a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.